trading in Saab shares. Production is suspended at Saab's main Swedish plant. Its 3,000 workers say they haven't been paid since last month. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Checking Wall Street, Dow futures are up 56 points an hour before the opening bell. This is NPR.
This is WCVE Public Radio. Certified financial planner Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his weekly analysis of the business and financial news. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Well, pretty good. What has happened to the Santa rally? Is it fading?
Well, it looks like it, Wayne. The Santa Claus rally last week continued to fade away, kind of like reindeer leaving a rooftop last week. Stocks were down across the board. Amid increasing signs, a lot of portfolio managers may have simply packed it in for the year. We expect low trading volume for the next 2 weeks. Even gold, the reserve of value for many investors over the past couple of years, showed some signs of weakness last week after India, which has historically been a very strong emerging market nation, even they reported a 5% drop in industrial production last week. Wayne, this is our last report of 2011, and no doubt it's been a choppy one. One analyst likened this year to a very turbulent roller coaster that takes you up, down, all around, and leaves you back where you started. In fact, the U.S. indices are down a little year-to-date, about 3%. However, overseas, it's a different story. The indexes in Germany, France, Japan, Brazil, even China are facing much worse, down in the high teens into the low 20 range for the year. We also hear, Wayne, that S&P, Standard & Poor's, the ratings agency, has one more lump of coal to deliver before Christmas, and that would likely be a downgrade of France from AAA to AA. Now, this is expected, but the move could further harm France's ability to raise money in world bond markets and also put further pressure on the euro. One last thing about France. France's banks are known to be heavily weighted towards the debt of Spain and Greece and Italy.
We have just over 4 minutes left to go this morning. There was an IPO of note, I understand.
Yeah, this is big news in the IPO market last week, and it wasn't all great. Zynga, a San Francisco-based innovator of online games, came public in the biggest internet IPO since Google in 2004. There's been much hype and anticipation this year, you'll recall, from the IPOs of LinkedIn, Groupon, and Zillow, all of which had big first-day pops in their price. They've since softened, but they had big pops. Analysts tend to look at IPOs, as you know, Wayne, as a barometer of investors' willingness to take on risk, as kind of a sign of the market's health. And Zynga's first day result, well, down 5%, which is not so good. And some analysts said the price would have dropped further had not Morgan Stanley, who is the underwriter, provided a steady bid for the shares. Unlike many of its internet brethren, Zynga is profitable, though their growth depends strongly on coming up with new gaming successes. This deal and other internet IPOs have a big impact on the granddaddy of them all, internet IPOs, and that is Facebook. And Facebook is expected to come out between April and June of 2012.
We have around 3 minutes to go now. I understand that some experts are predicting a big year on the stock market for next year.
Yeah, how about this? This is from the man bites dog category, Wayne. Two prominent stock analysts predicting a strong bull market for 2012. Yes, Virginia, you heard right. Two prominent analysts, one from Citibank, one from Standard & Poor's, predicting a gain of over 12% next year. They cite housing prices bottoming, cheap stock valuations, manufacturing efficiency, even smart mobile technology devices, and general profit getting better as reasons for their optimism. They also cite that cash at zero and treasury bonds at 2% will be fairly easy to beat. Several factors, seasonal factors are at play because 2012 is a presidential year, which historically means a positive year for stocks, though typically it happens in the second half of the year.
Well, it's that time. I hope you're wearing your Santa hat and
yes.
Are appropriately attired because it's time to do your version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Wayne, 'twas the week before Christmas when all over the world, all investors were a Twitter, truly in a whirl. The end in Iraq, bye-bye to Baghdad. Stocks or bonds, where are gains to be had? Europe was nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of strong euros danced in their heads. With Merkel in her kerchief, looking quite cozy, she arose from her bed once more to meet with Sarkozy. When out in the streets there arose such a clatter, investors were getting to the heart of the matter. Forget social media, we're in a big pickle, paying down huge debts, and we can't save a nickel. They came from Paris, Frankfurt, London, and Rome. From all over the continent they did freely roam. We thought the EU was good through thick and thin, but we have more going out than we have coming in. While back at home, our own President Obama was often heard to say, I really want my mama. Housing's still weak, unemployment remains high, more S&P credit cuts are looming still nigh. When who to my wondering eyes should appear but the bearded man who can take away our fear? Tall and stately, but no sense of glam, it was none other than that U.S. hero, our dear Uncle Sam. He was dressed all in red, white, and of course true blue, and he came with a message for me and for you. His eyes, how they twinkled, his mood was quite merry. Times are still tough, why is he so cheery? My friends, our great country has been here before, when the future looks bleak with wolves at the door. Our freedom is precious, opportunity still bright. Risk on, risk off. Listen to me this night. Now gold, now oil, they occupy your brain. I say with great confidence, we are not Portugal, Greece, or Spain. Will consumers spend? Will profits fall? Now dash away those thoughts, dash away all. He ran out the door as positive as ever, to lead the way a most honorable endeavor. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Ah, very good. Well done. Brian, next Monday is a holiday, so I want to take this occasion to wish you and your family a very happy holiday and a happy new year.
Thank you, Wayne. Merry Christmas and be safe in the new year.
Same to you. Thanks very much to Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management, who analyzes the business news for us every Monday morning here on Morning Edition. This is WCVE Public Radio. It's 840.